Did you think you were God, Brandon?
You don't love me. I'm just something you caught. You think I'm some kind of animal you've trapped.
That's right, you are.
Did you ever try to keep warm on a C-54 at 15,000 feet, 20 degrees below zero?
Oh, I do it all the time.
It's not good to find out too much, Charlie.
But we're sort of like twins, don't you see? We have to know.
Oh, we have 12 vacancies. 12 cabins, 12 vacancies.
Not that I mind a slight case of abduction now and then, but I have tickets for the theater this evening. And I get, well, kind of unreasonable about things like that.
Well, it's a cinch. Here, I look up, I look down. I look up, I look down.
You know, I've got a theory that you should do everything before you die.
Welcome back to Talking Hitchcock, and it's just me in the screening room today, and this is not a regular episode. I won't be discussing a film or a topic, but instead, I have a very special and exciting announcement to share. I have curated my own Hitchcock Festival. On the 7th and the 8th of June, I'll be hosting Talkin' Hitchcock Presents The Apartment Trilogy at Storyhouse Chester. I'll be screening three Hitchcock films, which are often known as or referred to as The Apartment Trilogy, and that includes 1948's Rope and Dialing for Murder and Rear Window, both of 1954. Hitchcock was at the peak of his storytelling powers during this time, where he is weaving three captivating tales of suspense. And as distinctive as these films are from one another, they also share a connective fabric, most notably of all in the confined locations of their apartment settings. Themes of fear, desire, and a struggle to uncover the truth rest at the heart of these three films, through which Hitchcock offers us a look at human relationships, the performance and concealment of murder, and the ambiguity of life, in a way that is both playful and profound. I'll be giving three introductory talks, one before each film, and I have some really interesting topics of focus that I'm so excited to share with you. And at the end of the 2 days, there'll be a Q&A, so an opportunity for you to ask any questions you might have about Hitchcock. And I'll also be about afterwards too, so please stop by, say hello, and talk some Hitchcock with me. Storyhouse is a registered charity and a fantastic venue situated in the heart of Chester in the northwest of England. And within its beautiful, creative, community-focused and social spaces, you'll find a library, a theatre, a restaurant, and of course, a cinema. And that's where I'll be screening all three films across 2 days. This mini Hitchfest, as I'm calling it, is a unique opportunity to experience the mastery, the intrigue, and the immersiveness of Hitchcock's haunting and intoxicating cinematic universe. I'm so thrilled to partner with Storyhouse, and it's an incredible venue with a wonderful team. You can find out more about Storyhouse and what they do by visiting storyhouse.com, and of course I'll link the site in the show notes. As you can imagine, I am incredibly excited to be screening not one, but three Hitchcock films, and I'll be starting with 1948's Rope, a film that, for anybody who knows me, knows that I am pretty obsessed with. So much so that I wrote about it for Fangoria for its 75th anniversary last year, and I also spoke about it at HitchCon 23, the biggest international conference celebrating Hitchcock. So this is going to be pretty special, and Rope will screen on Friday the 7th of June at 6 p.m. The next day, which is Saturday the 8th of June, there's the chance to see two showstoppers, as you can join me for Dial M for Murder at 2 p.m, followed by Rear Window at 4:15. And both these films have special anniversaries this year as they turn 70. It's just astonishing that these films are 70 years old, and it makes it especially wonderful to mark the occasion by watching them together as a double bill. And just as a side note, there are episodes of Talking Hitchcock on Dial M for Murder, which I recorded with Becky Dark, and Rear Window, which I recorded with a Green Hackett Cantabrana. I've also written about Margot Wendus and Lisa Fremont for my Hitchcock's Women series with Moving Pictures Film Club, so if you fancy a listen or a read of those, you can deep dive into some content ahead of the event. You can come to one, two, or hopefully all three of these films, but Storyhouse have very kindly put together a special offer for audiences, so the more screenings you attend, the more money you'll get off your tickets. So if you come to two Hitchcock films, you'll receive 25% off, and if you make a full weekend of it, and why not, and book all three films, you'll receive 50% off. All you have to do is select the seats you want, add them to your basket, and the offer will automatically be applied at the checkout. I really hope you can come and join me for this Hitchcock extravaganza. To get your tickets and for full details of the events, head on over to storyhouse.com. So, just one more time, that is Talkin' Hitchcock Presents The Apartment Trilogy at Storyhouse on the 7th and the 8th of June, screening Rope on the 7th of June and Dial M for Murder and Rear Window on the 8th of June. I cannot wait to screen these films in the wonderful space at Storyhouse, and I hope to see you there. In the meantime, you can find me and my work on socials at Pendle Pumpkin, and find and follow Talkin' Hitchcock on Twitter at Hitch_pod and Instagram at TalkingHitchPod. And keep a lookout on these pages as we get closer to the events too. Thank you so much for being here with me and for your continued support of Talkin' Hitchcock. I look forward to seeing you for The Apartment Trilogy at Storyhouse on the 7th and 8th of June. But until next time, stay curious and keep talking Hitchcock.